begin heading level 3. Attention Camosun College students. Do accessibility-related challenges impact your student life at college? Begin paragraph text. Accessibility challenges for students at college can be the result of a mismatch between what you need to succeed as a student and how components of college experiences and environments have been designed. If you cannot access things like information or services in the way they have been designed or provided, this may have created accessibility-related challenges for you. For example, you may have experienced accessibility-related challenges associated with a physical or learning disability, or associated with speaking English as a second language, or associated with financial limitations, or associated with the use of technology at the college. The 2019-2020 Universal Design for Learning, UDL, project. Phase 2 is a faculty/student partners project at Camosun College. Our project team is interested in hearing your stories about accessibility-related challenges in college life, learning what would help to minimize those challenges, and creating learning tools out of your stories that will help our college community better understand how we can all help design experiences and environments that are more accessible for everyone. What does our college community need to know about accessibility-related challenges? What do you want us to know? Begin paragraph text. We invite you to share your stories with us in February and March, 2020, in small groups, sharing circles, or anonymously, online form. Begin paragraph text. Questions about this project may be directed to the UDL project team leader, Sue Donner, and the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning. Information about this project and prior UDL project work can also be found on this website. We will update the information about this year's project as we progress. Begin paragraph text. In this section of the website, you will find begin numbered list with 8 items. Item 1 of 8, a summary of our reasons for doing phase 2. Item 2 of 8, information about our project plan for the UDL project, phase 2. Item 3 of 8, additional information you should know before you participate. Item 4 of 8, the stories of Shane and Melissa, our two student partners for phase 2. Item 5 of 8, information about our sharing circles and schedules for each campus. Item 6 of 8, information about the online form option for participating. Item 7 of 8, information about co-creating student stories with other students and the UDL project team. Item 8 of 8, a rough idea for the learning tools and students' stories which will be key outcomes for the UDL project, Phase 2.